This is the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show number 121. Hi, you're listening to the Pitch Vision Academy Cricket Show. You can find us at pitchvision.com. You can call us on 0208 816 7691 and email us on coach@pitchvision.com. My name's David Hinchliffe. And this week's show has a presidential air as we get to grips with president of our case study club for this season, Watsonian, in Edinburgh. And the show this week is taken up completely with an interview with Ross. So if you're listening to have your question answered, don't worry. There'll be your questions answered next week as normal. And remember, you can get in touch with us to have your questions read out and answered on the show on coach@pitchvision.com, or you can call us on 0208 816 7691. Berners is still away doing his thing in Australia and in New Zealand, and the boss is busy doing big deals. So it's just me on the show this week, so we may as well just get straight into the interview with Ross Brooks. And once you've listened to that, I'll see you again at the end of the show. Watsonian are our case study club for this season, as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show. And I'm joined again on the show by Ross Brooks, who is the president of Watsonian, the hard-working president who does all the backroom stuff that that nobody notices, so the team can take all the glory on the field. How are you doing, Ross?
Doing well, actually. So just come off the back of a fairly decent weekend for the first 11. We got some sun finally, which hadn't really appeared in the first half of the season at all. Yeah. And it's been a bit of a stop start season, and been hard to sort of pick up some momentum really. But the first 11 had a decent weekend with a couple of wins. So looking forward, looking to play that forward really.
So they won their league game, and what was the other game that they won?
We're in the quarter final of the Scottish Cup as well, so guys were back down from Aberdeen late on Saturday night after the league fixture up there, and were taking on Ayr at home, who we played on the opening day of the season, and probably one of the form batsmen playing in the country at the moment, a chap called Michael Patts, who's played for New Zealand, so managed to get him relatively early, and the rest was history really, and chased a modest target of 122 inside 21 overs, I think.
That can be hard work playing two intense days in a row as well, can't it?
Yeah, especially with the travel. So it was a long trek up for the guys on the bus on Saturday morning, and back down. So that they reached Edinburgh about midnight on Saturday, but. You've spoken to Craig many times, and he certainly, as captain of the side, won't use that as an excuse at all. It's most of the guys who played on the Saturday turned out again on the Sunday, and they put in probably one of their most comprehensive all-round performances of the season as a side.
And we are about halfway through the season now, so putting on your president's hat, what are you doing this time of the summer, apart from still turning out for the third team, of course?
I'm finding myself, I wouldn't say heavily involved in selection, but really sort of the organising of sides during the week, and making sure we've got 33 guys on the park on a Saturday afternoon. It's been quite a struggle with availability, as I'm sure many clubs will experience, and we've had probably a more turbulent availability than we have for the last couple of years. So just really making sure we've got guys out on the park, and also helping with the junior section as well, and they've got sort of a heavy fixture load in there.
So your phone's red hot while you're trying to find somebody to make up that last person on the third 11, or swapping players around to get the balance of the teams right and all that kind of thing in the lower teams.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've been playing third 11 myself as well, so I've got a vested interest in making sure that third 11 are as strong as possible, so I can play on a winning side on a Saturday. So yeah, it is really a balancing act as well, and there's time sort of late on in the week where there's key people you really just can't lose from third 11 up to the second 11. So that balancing act and negotiation between the skippers has come to the fore certainly in the last few weeks.
Would you say there's any tricks to getting people to turn out? Do you have to have a lot of dirt on people so you can blackmail them?
I've got dirt on probably most of the players in the club, I think. I think the weather hasn't helped. I think with guys maybe putting stuff off on weekends to play a game of cricket, and then the rain coming maybe hasn't been the best. This season it's important things for playing, but also to keep people playing as well. So if you're playing in a successful side that's winning games every week and the weather's good, then I think you're probably more inclined to make sure Saturday afternoon. So it's been really tricky, and I think we've had instances earlier on in the season with international fixtures, which has affected maybe one or two of the guys in the first 11. I know sort of later on in July we lose two or three players from the first 11 for the under 19 World Cup qualifiers as well. So it's a real balancing act, and I don't know off the top of my head how many players we've used this season, but certainly we've stretched our resources, and a few victories where we've had sides out which maybe wouldn't have won in years gone by, but it's also given us the opportunity at that third 11 level to give guys from the youth team and the under 15s guys have come in and perform well and helped them. It's a few more wins on the way. So it creates problems, but it also creates opportunities for people. So it's a nice problem to have sometimes.
Talking about young players giving the opportunity to play in adult cricket, it's a perennial problem for all cricket clubs that it's difficult to get the guys who are playing in the older age group cricket to come through and start playing adult cricket. How do you deal with that problem at Watsonia?
I think one thing we try and do now, which we've maybe not been particularly clever about over the years, is making sure that we've not just got one or two, that there's a really a group of them that so that they can get used to playing with each other and enjoying playing cricket together. I think when you isolate one player off, it can be a very sort of miserable afternoon for them. But bring those guys in, making sure they understand what their role is on that day, making sure they they're not just in there batting 11 and fielding at fine leg, making sure they feel a part of it. And I know we've probably got some work to do in that respect, but it's starting to pay off, and the guys are starting to understand how to play cricket over a longer period of time. So with the third 11, it's 45 overs a side matches. So with the guys being used to just playing 20-20 sort of midweek cricket, it's really starting to help them progress, I think, as well.
How do you motivate players who maybe are thinking about it, but they're not quite there? They're thinking, perhaps I'm not sure whether I can do a 45 over match. What do you say to someone who's not quite feeling it?
I think it's just bringing them in slowly and drip feeding it through. So once they get the opportunity to take a chance on a Saturday afternoon, then just making sure they really enjoy it and they want to come back. I think also if one or two of them come in, have a decent experience on a Saturday, they're more likely to talk to their friends when they're training during the week and say what an enjoyable experience it was, and then the hunger becomes it just grows within that sort of section. So I know the under 15 section, and we run two sides under 15s level. A number of them have played this season now, and hopefully they've all enjoyed it. And certainly, we're getting guys that are coming and saying, I want to play cricket on a Saturday afternoon, which has not always been the case because, as I said before, they've had that sort of isolated, miserable experience previously. But making sure they enjoy it really the first time out, and then you effectively get that repeat business so they keep on coming back.
And that is a real art. It's a real special thing to have a captain at that kind of level who understands that and is able to give players a bit of a game, as much as possible anyway. So they're gold dust, those kind of senior players who are working in the lower levels and helping those young players come through.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How would you say this season, from your perspective, how would you say this season is different from previous seasons?
Going into last year, we had a few people join. We had a bit of a buzz about it. We had some decent weather, and things were going right from us, pretty much from the start of the season, certainly from the first and second 11 side of things. It's maybe been a bit more frustrating. We've maybe not taken ourselves onto the next level in terms of the first 11 this year. The second 11 have probably been the worst hit with availabilities out of that. So they've struggled to keep up the levels of performance where they were last year. And from a third 11 perspective, has been a complete turnaround from last year. The third 11 are enjoying their cricket because they're winning games most weeks now, which hasn't been the case. And certainly, I think if we weren't to win a game for the rest of the season, I think they'd almost be safe from relegation. So it's been very different for all three sides this season. But all three sides have still got a lot to play for. And the Scottish Cup as well has been a good run for the first 11 there. So into the semi-finals of that competition. So still competing, although I think overall. There's still lots of areas for improvement really, which certainly we need to work on as we go into we'll continue in the second half of the season.
And how about off the field in terms of the administration of things? How is that different, or is that have you got things in place now? Are things running more smoothly, or are there still challenges?
Yeah, I think there's always going to be challenges, and I think just like on the field, off the field we raise the bar in terms of what we want to do and what we want to achieve. Certainly, the youth cricket side of things continues to grow, and as it grows, presents more challenges. There's a number of people, a number more people now supporting that side of the club than we ever have had, but. As soon as you raise the bar, then someone's looking for the next improvement there. So I can't count the amount of times that people say to me during the week, "Oh, are we going to improve these nets? Are we going to get this? Are we going to get that?" There's always something always plenty on my to-do list that needs to be done. So and I think that will never end. I think that's always something that you need to look at improving. There isn't any end game really. When it comes to running a cricket club, but you can always set yourself sort of short-term and longer-term goals and things you want to achieve. And I think we're probably mature, much more mature in our thinking now as to where we're heading and what we want to achieve.
And one of the more difficult parts of that, I would say, is that in a club there are sort of multiple people pulling in multiple directions. And sometimes they're pulling in opposite directions, and you as the top of the chain, you have to somehow keep it all together. So how do you deal with those? I mean, conflicts is probably a too strong a word, but how do you deal with those people pulling in different directions like that?
I think we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years trying to get people pulling in the right direction. I think I think I'm a fairly strong leader, I'll set which way we're going to go, along with advice from people around me, and I've got Craig as well, who if you like heads up the senior side as club captain. Again, an exceptionally strong leader. So we're both of the same sort of mindset. And if you've got the people sort of at the top who are making those decisions, all of the same thinking, and I think everyone else comes along with you. And I think the decisions we make we believe are the right decisions for the club and the right decisions for the individuals within the club. So and we can put a convincing enough argument around it that everyone will come along with us.
And you put that down to your own style of leadership combined with support of key people?
Yeah, I think so. So I think myself, you know, Craig Wright as the club captain, Simon Council as the head of youth cricket, are very much in tune with each other in terms of what we want and where we want to go. And I think, you know, I'll put my stamp over it, and people, you know how much time I spend and know how many, you know, things I have to think about and how well I think things through. So I think people essentially put their trust in me and the other leaders in the club that the decisions that we are making on behalf of the club are the right ones.
Well, Ross, it's going to be interesting to see how the club handles the second half of the season with things on the field going reasonably well but still some areas to improve on and off the field everything running relatively smoothly despite the problems. So we'll stay in touch and we'll catch up soon when the season is drawing to a close.
Please do, yeah, keep in touch and hopefully everyone's enjoying listening to all the different Watsonians this year.
Thanks, Ross.
Thanks, David.
All for this week, and don't worry if you are wondering where the question section's gone, where we answer your cricket coaching questions and we give away a prize of a free online coaching course courtesy of Pitch Vision Academy at pitchvision.com, then they'll be back next week, so don't fear. If in the meantime you want to send in a question, you can do so. The number you can send in to our answering machine is 0208 816 7691, or you can email us on coach@pitchvision.com. We're also hanging around on Twitter, tweeting away. You can find us at PV Cricket Coach there. Our Facebook Pitch Vision Academy account is easy to search for. Just have a look for Pitch Vision Academy on there. And also, if you want to subscribe to the show and listen to it every week, get it automatically without having to check back to pitchvision.com, you can head over to iTunes and do a search for Pitch Vision Academy. If you're not an iTunes user, then you can find a link to the feed on our podcast page at pitchvision.com. I'm off to try and track down Berners and the Boss, so until next week, we'll see you next time.